Blog Talk Radio.
We'll magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Oh, magnify the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. Hosanna, blessed be the rock. Blessed be the rock of our salvation. Hosanna, blessed be the rock, and let the God of our salvation be exalted. Most gracious and most heavenly Father, indeed, in Jesus' name, we come on this morning with a grateful heart and an attitude of gratitude, praise, and thanksgiving to say thank you for one more day. One more day, Father, you have allowed us to rise, to shine, to give you the glory, give you the honor, and give you all of the praises. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We embrace the gifts of this brand new day, Father God, by faith. We thank you for it. Now we surrender the day back over unto you. Father God, as we come, we want to confess every sin of omission, every sin of commission, anywhere that we have come short of your glory, your honor, and your praise. Thank you, Father. Thank you for watching over us during the midnight hours, keeping us from all hurt, harm, and danger, and allowing us to rise and shine and give you the glory and give you the honor and give you the praise. Thank you for another opportunity to serve in your kingdom as we gather around the table, Father God, the feast. Oh, Father God, the feast of the tabernacle. Glory be to God. Thank you for feeding us till we want no more. Thank you that Jesus is the bread of heaven. Hallelujah. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. So we say thank you, thank you, thank you. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. Father God, as your word goes out, Father God, we thank you that it will never, ever, ever return into your void, but it will always accomplish absolutely everything that you have sent it forth to do. Anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit is saying to the church. Anoint our eyes to see, our hearts to receive, our spirits to obey. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you. In Jesus' name, Father, we say thank you. We can't say thank you enough. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, Father, as you taught your disciples to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forevermore. And the church did say, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning. Top of the morning to you. Welcome back to the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries, mentoring kingdom leadership with Jesus Christ as the Lord. I'm Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning. Woke up this morning. What a testimony. What a testimony. Woke up this morning. A lot of people can't say that. They went to bed last night. They had all type of plans. They was going to get up this morning and go to the bank. Then they was going to leave there and do a little bit of Christmas shopping and lay there and go to the grocery store and go meet some family and friends and go to a Christmas party on the weekend. Oh, baby, they had it laid out. Their schedules was full. Went to bed last night, didn't wake up this morning, and not waking up. Ain't that something? My mother's neighbor, amen, went to bed, amen, and died in her sleep. God bless Mrs. White's soul. Huh? Died in their sleep. Family gonna find them dead today. Got to figure out what they're going to do with all them clothes in there that the person had in the closet. 500 pair of shoes. They got to figure out what they're going to do with all that. How they going to go through all that paperwork that the person left. Got to go and figure out, amen, they had money tucked away here and tucked away there and this bank account and that bank account. Huh? Somebody got to figure all that out. Because the person ain't had sense enough, amen, to put all that together for somebody. Huh? Somebody got to do all that. And the person wasn't old. Somebody young. Went to bed last night, didn't wake up. And we wake up in the morning, amen, and can't tell the Lord thank you. Can't say, good morning, Jesus. Thank you for waking me up. Well, I woke up this morning. And I woke up this morning with my mind. Ah, come on now. Everybody don't have that right mind. That's why they're running into department stores and stabbing security guards in the neck. Huh? That's why they're walking into colleges and shooting up everybody. Huh? Then turn around and put the gun to themselves. Huh? Because they ain't in their right mind. No, their mind's been possessed. Been possessed by evil, mental illnesses, all type of situations going down. Huh? But I said, I woke up this morning with my mind. I can't testify for you. You got to give your own testimony. But I ain't going to let nobody testify for me. I ain't going to let somebody else give God some praise when I got a mouth. I said, I woke up this morning with my mind, and my mind was stayed on Jesus. I didn't wake up this morning wondering, amen, how I'm going to get some money to pay some bills. Huh? How I'm going to make this next move. Amen. How are we going to hire the staff that we need to be hired? Huh? I didn't wake up this morning, amen, looking at the bills on the dining room table so we can launch our college and our university. I didn't wake up with none of that. I ain't wake up thinking about no husband. I ain't wake up thinking about no money. I ain't wake up thinking about no people. I ain't wake up thinking about nothing but Jesus. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. And all these other things shall be added unto you. Come on, somebody. And so that testimony is so strong. Amen. God, glory be to God. You don't hear too many people singing it nowadays. Amen. But I remember. I thank God for when I was raised. And I hear Mother Washington singing right now. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on God. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 That's my testimony. Amen, and to God be praised. If this is your first time with us, we welcome you in the name of the Lord. Amen, and may it not be your last. Amen, keep on coming back. Amen, because we be here. We be here. In Jesus' name, amen and amen and amen. Luke chapter number 1, verse 26. Luke chapter 1, verse 26, and it reads as thus. Now in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having come in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son and shall call his name, Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Highest. and the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and his kingdom there will be no end. And Mary said to the angel, how can this be, since I do not know a man? And the angel answered and said to her, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the highest will overshadow you. Therefore, also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now, indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is now the sixth month for her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing will be impossible. Then Mary said, behold, the maidservant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Woo! And this is the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God. Extreme obedience. Extreme obedience. Extreme obedience. Beloved, amen. We've had a few days to really, really meditate and go a little bit deeper. Amen. In the life of Mary and Joseph. Matter of fact, we're calling it the Mary and Joseph anointing. Ha! Y'all know that's going to be in my next book. Amen. Glory be to God. The Mary and Joseph anointing. Amen. How the angel of the Lord appeared unto Mary, told Mary, amen, what the Lord wanted to do. See, because God wasn't going to do it. God wanted to do it, but he had to get Mary's permission to do it. Somebody say, God can't bless you without your permission. Ah, shoot. Amen. Hold it. I'll write that down. Amen. Thank you, Holy Ghost. God can't bless you without your permission. Ah. Holy Spirit is a good teacher, isn't he? Amen. I'm in class myself. The teacher is in class. Amen. So, God told, the angel spoke for God, gave Mary a message, what God wanted to do in Mary's life. Because Mary had to come into agreement with it. If Mary had not come into agreement with it, it wasn't going to happen. Our blessings don't happen anyhow. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. See, we have to line up. We read all throughout the word in the Old Testament and the New Testament. God said, if you do this, I'll do that. If you obey me, you'll be blessed going in, blessed coming out. If you do this, you will be blessed. If you don't do this, you will be cursed. Simple as that. Okay? Mary, a little puzzled. She said, I don't know. Okay. All right. I've got one question for you. Mary said, okay. All right. And they don't even say when Mary was afraid. Most of us, if an angel popped up, most of us would be afraid. Most people fall down on their knees, fall down on their face. Isaiah, amen, all of them, when they saw angels, because angels are beautiful creations. Beautiful. Oh, my goodness. I've seen angels. Glory be to God. I shared most of my testimonies with you guys. Amen. And I'm telling you, they're beautiful. Never once yet, I will admit, I haven't been afraid either. But it doesn't say when Mary was afraid. But Mary just said, I hear you. I just got one question for you. It's okay to ask God a question. It is. If it's genuine, if it's from your heart and you really want to know. So she said, how can this be? This tell me. See, look, the Lord comes to us, beloved, amen, hallelujah, and gives us a command, gives us an instruction, amen. He lets us know in his own way what he would have us to do for his kingdom. and we look at our resources, we look at what's going on around us, we look at our education, we look at our credit report, our marital status, we start examining, going down the checklist, and then we said, okay, how can this be? Huh? And the angel answered her. Glory be to God. He answered her. Mary said, well, I don't know a man. I'm a virgin. Does God know that I'm a virgin? You know, she's talking to the angel. Do God know that I'm a virgin? Baby, let me, God don't miss a beat. God knew you was a virgin. Okay. And then the angel gave her the response, how this was going to happen. In verse number 35, he says, the Holy Spirit is going to come upon you, and the power of the highest is going to overshadow you. Therefore, the Holy One, amen, the Holy One. Come on, somebody say, holy, holy, holy. Holy, holy, holy. Holy. Ah, you are holy. Ah. King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, King of kings, Lord of lords, we worship you. Ah, my God. Okay. Let me write that down too. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Ah, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My God. My God. Let me tell you something. It's good to do the will of the Lord, because when you obey the will of the Lord, amen, you be have you're in birth, giving birth. Right now, I'm ministering to you, but I'm giving birth in the spirit. I think I've had 3 babies already, amen, huh? 3 babies already, hey, talking to you. Ah, come on, all right. I say you're getting a little deep, Pastor. Yeah, I know. It is deep. Okay, so now, it says here, amen. He told her how it was going. Now, we don't know how it happened. Okay, I'm sure Mary wasn't rocking in the bed with the Holy Spirit and all that. That's a mystery. Amen. Glory be to God. We ain't got to know all that. All we know is it happened. Okay? And so she consented. She yielded. She humbled herself. Amen. Glory be to God. In verse number 38, she said, whatever you want to do, do it. I belong to you, Father. If you can use anybody, use me. She said, let it be to according to me, according to your word. Let it be to me according to your word. Mary said, whatever you want to do. If you can use anybody, use me. Ah, come on, come on, beloved. When's the last time you surrendered to the Lord like that? If you can use anybody, use me. Lord, I'm available to you. My storage is empty, and I am available to you. When's the last time you told the Lord that you was available to him? Huh? He's still waiting. Huh? He's still waiting. He's standing at the door and knocking. He said, will you let me in? Will you let me in? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We acting like we ain't home. Remember when some of y'all might do it now. People knocking on your door, calling you on the telephone. You acting like you busy, letting the call go in the voicemail. Sometimes you're not busy. I will admit some of us are too accessible. Some of us are too accessible. Running out the bathroom, running out the bathtub and all that to answer the telephone. Now, that's crazy. You trying to take a nap. You waking up to get a phone call. You in the middle of prayer talking to God. You're going to stop talking to God to answer the phone. That's crazy. Huh? But y'all know those regular times when you sitting there, you ain't doing nothing. Just sitting in the chair and the phone ring. You ain't pick it up. Huh? Somebody knocking on your door. And you home pretending like you ain't home. But God said, I'm at your door knocking and you not responding to me. And guess what? He's still knocking. Most people will go, most people say, F you. Y'all know what said Saturday night, those of you, amen, who was with us, amen, glory be to God. Don't let your mind be in the gutter. I mean, most of the time you say F you, they think you're saying something else. He said, but F you could be a forget you. Most of us would have did that. Oh, you don't want to talk to me? Well, I don't want to talk to you either. Huh? But no, not the Lord. The Lord's still knocking. So he's dealing with Mary. He's dealing with Mary. And then we saw yesterday where he said, okay, did that. Mary already surrendered. He said, now let me go over here and talk to Joseph. Now, Mary, he just came to Mary while Mary was wide awake, like you and me. Now, Joseph was having a little bit harder time. So he said, now I got to deal with this boy in a whole different state of mind. I'm going to come to him while he's sleeping. Because if I don't come to him while he's sleeping, he going to have word for word. Because he having a hard time, and rightly so. Now, we ain't beating up Joseph. This was a difficult situation for both of them. But nevertheless, amen, the will of the Lord prevailed. Amen. Joseph and Mary was in agreement. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. Hallelujah. And one of the reasons, amen, God had to move to the extent that he moved to communicate with Mary. Can you imagine if Mary was pregnant with Jesus and decided she was going to get an abortion at the fifth month? Can you imagine if Mary entertained aborting Jesus? Well, before we go there, beloved, how many of us have aborted, amen, the dreams and the promises that God has given us? Later for Mary for right now. We're going to come back to Mary in 2 minutes. How many of us have aborted the dreams that God has given us? How God has conceived something in our spirits, promises in our spirits, greatness in our spirits, glory, instructions in our spirits, glory. We carry it for a while, but then we start talking to negative people. We start talking to dream killers. Huh? Joseph's brother didn't want him to prosper. We're talking to people close to us. Sometimes the people closest to you are the ones that's the most dangerous. Because they're the ones that got the ability to get to you. It's going to take your enemies some work to get to you, baby, because they got to find you. Your family and friends don't have to find you because they right there. Huh? And then we start listening to the negativity. Yeah, well, you right, and I don't qualify, and I'm not educated enough, and, you know, I really don't have the credit, and I ain't got the money, and I ain't got, and this ain't never been done before, and I don't know who I think I am anyhow. And besides, it's giants in the land, and they bigger than me, and they better than me. And huh? The baby was doing pretty good, and your belly kicking and everything. Now, you talking about going, amen, and abort the baby because it's your legal right. Abortion is your legal right. I'm talking about your spiritual baby. I know some of you don't have physical abortions, too. But I'm talking about spiritual now. How many of us have aborted the dream? Beloved, this is the point I want to make today. When Mary told the angel yes. Mary didn't know how it was going to happen. She disagreed. Mary didn't know. Matter of fact, the lyrics of the song, y'all know the lyrics. Let me read the lyrics of the song to you. It said, Mary didn't know. Mary, did you know? It says, Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? When you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? Did you know that the blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again? The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lord of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect lamb? That sleeping child you're holding is the great I am. Mary, did you know? Guess what, y'all? Mary didn't know. Mary didn't have a clue. But Mary told the Lord, yes. I come to tell you this morning, you don't know either. You don't know either, amen, what God wants to bring about in you. You don't know either, amen, the greatness, the contribution, amen, to this generation, amen, to God's kingdom that God wants to do in you. Mary did not look, amen, at her humble beginnings. Mary didn't focus on the fact that she was poor. Mary didn't focus on nothing but giving the Lord a yes. Glory be to God. She did not know the outcome. She did not know the greatness. She did not know it. She did not look at what could be seen, but she was looking at what was unseen. She was not looking at the impossibilities, but she was focused on the possibilities. Beloved, you got to focus on winning, not losing. You cannot be great in the Lord's kingdom if you're focused on losing. How are you going to lose? How are you going to go down? How are you going to fail? All the reasons why you can't. Instead of focusing on, amen, why you can. Ah, my God, my God, my God. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We are more than conquerors through Christ. Mary didn't know. So what happened? How did Mary get there? How did Mary get there? Turn around and tell your neighbor, say, just do it. Just do it. Mary got there one step at a time. One step led to another step. Mary told the Lord yes. One step. Then one day she had a cousin house. One day she here. One day. And just keep going. Amen. Mary looked down. Amen. That belly was getting bigger, bigger. She didn't have Jesus the next day after she told the Lord yes. Sometimes we get discouraged, amen, because we look for our blessings to come forth the next day. Huh? Y'all know God, the slowest man is always on time. You don't conceive a baby and have a baby the next day. Those of us who have given birth to children, you ain't got to give birth to a child that know it's an 8, 9, 10 month process. You don't conceive the baby on Saturday and have the baby the next night on Sunday. No, it's a process. Mary walked through the process. Somebody say, trust the process. Ah, my God, my God, my God. I feel the Holy Ghost up here this morning. Somebody say, trust the process. Trust the process. Go through the process. Grow through the process. Huh? Mary told the Lord yes, and she just kept walking day by day, day by day. Amen. Jesus was in there kicking up. Y'all know how them babies know how to kick. Amen. Huh? Glory be to God. She kept going day by day. Day by day, day by day. And then one Christmas night, we don't know whenever it was, September, October, November, December, whenever Jesus was born, he was born. Don't get stuck on the day. He wasn't born on December 25th. Maybe he wasn't. I believe he was born in September the 28th on my birthday. That's what I believe. Woo! Hallelujah. Huh? How did Mary get there? Mary said yes and kept walking. She said yes and she waited on God. She waited on God. She didn't look at her clock. Where you at? When the baby coming? When the promise gonna come? Huh? I'm looking at my clock. What's taking you so long? Huh? And we do God the same way. And you know what happens when you start looking at your watch? Most people don't even wear watches no more. All right, they looking at the time on their cell phone. Huh? You know what happens when you start looking at your watch every 5 minutes? You get weary. You get weary in well doing. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season ye shall reap if you faint not. You start fainting. See, because you're comparing God's calendar with your calendar. You're comparing God's time watch with your time watch. God don't work on your calendar, baby. God is eternal. He's out of time. God took eternity, sliced off a little piece of his eternity, put it here on earth for us, and called it time. That's why it has a beginning and time has an end. He is outside of time. 1,000 years is as one day, and one day is as 1,000 years. But we found out, beloved, that when God gives a promise, not one of God's promises fail. His words will never return unto him void. Mary was going to have that baby. If she carried it for 9 months, 12 months, or like elephants are pregnant for 36 months. Amen. 3 years. An elephant carries a baby 3 to 7 years before that elephant gives birth. It didn't make no difference how long Mary had to carry that baby. Mary was going to give birth to that baby. Because she had already told the Lord yes. Ah, my God. But let me tell you, when you tell the Lord yes, your destiny will not be aborted. When you tell the Lord yes, you will live and you will not die. When you tell the Lord yes, you are unable to be touched by evil. When you tell the Lord yes, you are blessed. Oh, Mary told the Lord yes. Hallelujah. Not knowing the outcome. Not even having all the details. She didn't sit Jesus, the angel down and ridicule him. All right, now come on now. How this going to happen again? Now what's going to happen? Okay, and he going to do what? All right, and who is he? No, she didn't come to the angel with no notebook and paper. Like, can you give me all the details? Because, you know, I like to be thorough like this. Want to put her logic in it, trying to make reason of it. No, God takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. This is a supernatural event. Your blessing is supernatural. Your destiny is supernatural, baby. It's got super on your natural. If it wasn't supernatural and you can do it all by yourself, you wouldn't need God. If God has given you a vision, if God has given you a promise, if God has given you a destiny that you can fulfill on by yourself, it didn't come from God. Your dream is always bigger than you. Your dream always outlasts you. Your dreams for generations and for generations and for generations. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. It's bigger than you. Glory be to God. God has given me some dreams so big I can't even share them. I tell you right now, I don't even know who I can share them all with. I got to give it to y'all in bits and pieces. Bits and pieces. Glory be to God. Because this, how you going to do that, Pastor? Pastor, where you getting the money from for that? And there. And what you think, Pastor? And this, Pastor? Don't ask me no foolish questions. Questions I can't answer. Glory be to God. Please, I got to be free. Because you coming in asking all these questions, glory be, trying to suppress my spirit. I got to be free to flow with the Holy Ghost. My ears are open. Please don't shut the noise. I don't want to miss a word from God. I got to be free like a bird. When God said move over here a little bit to the left, I got to be free to move. I got to be free to come back to the right. I got to be free to stand still. I got to be free to go. I can't have no limitations and bondages. And neither could Mary. And neither can you. How did Mary get there, beloved? How did Mary know that her baby boy was the God of all the universe, and he was going to do everything that he did? How did Mary know? Somebody say, one step at a time. Stop trying to see the whole picture, beloved, and start walking. Dr. Martin Luther King said, you'll never see the top of the staircase. Amen. Just take one step at a time till you get there. Moses didn't know how they was going to escape, amen, Egypt. He's there with holy bonus all up in Pharaoh's face, talking about let my people go. And then when Pharaoh did let the people go, and he didn't want to let the people go, Moses didn't have a clue how the heck they was going to get out of the situation. Extreme obedience will expand and stretch your capacity to levels that make you unstoppable. Now I got to come back and listen to this tape myself. Huh? But what did Moses do? One step at a time. He said, this is the last time I'm coming. It's the last time I'm coming, Pharaoh. It's the last time. He walked away, amen, from Pharaoh and kept walking. Next thing you know, he was walking towards the Red Sea. Didn't even know where he was going. Didn't know why he would be walking towards the Red Sea with all these thousands of people behind him. He didn't have a clue. It's not like it was a boat there waiting to load him up. Chances are not one of them could swim. He didn't know why he was going towards the Red Sea, but what? He was being obedient one step at a time. Somebody say the steps of a righteous man availeth much. Ah, ha, ha, ha. Woo! Somebody saying the faithful shall abound with blessings. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is a way that seemeth right. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And then there is a way that is right. Just keep on walking. Then Moses got to a place, amen, hallelujah. He said, I can't go no further, and I can't go forward, and I can't go backwards. I know what Moses is talking about. Been there, done that. Can't go forward, can't go backwards. Lord, what I'm going to do? Huh? My God, my God, my God. The Lord told Moses, said, be still, boy. I was in Moses' situation a couple of days ago. And Moses, God told me the same thing he told Moses. He said, be still and see the salvation of the Lord. Moses sitting there. Moses ain't know what was going to go down. Hallelujah. And here comes a wind. Don't be afraid of the winds. I said last night in Bible study, sometimes bad news come before good news. But the bad news ain't bad news. The bad news is really good news. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. As a man thinketh, so is he. Don't think on bad. Think on good. Hallelujah. Don't focus on losing. Focus on winning. Here comes the wind. The wind starts to blow. And sometimes the winds keep on blowing in my life. And sometimes it's hard to tell the night from day. Ah, come on, somebody. The wind starts to blowing. Baby, when the wind starts to blowing in your life, you better start to dancing in the wind. You better start doing a cha-cha in the wind, because that's your blessing. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? The wind starts to blow it. Next thing you know, it just blew the Red Sea open. Yeah, it wasn't even no mud on the ground. Glory be to God that they all walk over on dry ground. Well, how did they do it? Somebody say one step at a time. God is calling you forth, my brothers and my sisters. Stop trying to figure out how it's going to happen. Stop trying to figure out how it's going to come together. Stop trying to figure it out. What is impossible with man is possible with God. Stop trying to work out the details. And get out of God's way. And let God be God. Just keep walking in faith. We walk by faith. And not by sight. We walk by faith and not by sight. We walk, but just keep on walking. How do you get from here to there? One step at a time. How do you get from your bedroom to your bathroom to get dressed to go out today? How are you gonna do that? One step at a time. How did you get to your doctor's appointment today? One step at a time. How are you gonna get to your blessing? One step at a time. Because you're walking with Jesus, and Jesus is walking with you. Beloved, as I close on this morning, Mary graciously submitted to the will of the Lord. Somebody say, tell the Lord yes. Tell the Lord yes. She believed the angel's words. Do you believe, beloved? She agreed to bear the child. Are you in agreement with God and with the Holy Spirit? Are you in agreement? Even under humanly impossible circumstances. Humanly impossible. It ain't no way these Jericho walls coming down. Ain't no way. It ain't no way. That's Aretha Franklin and that's you, but that ain't God. Beloved, God is able. He's able. God is able to do exceedingly and abundantly above all we could ask or think. God is able to do the impossible. God is able to take nothing and make something out of it. God is able to make a virgin conceive. God is able to bring darkness to light. God is able to bring the dead to life. God is able to take the sick and make them well. God is able, amen, to take the poor and make them rich. God is able. He's able. You got to believe it. You got to do whatever's necessary to believe it. Repeat it till you get it. He's able. Stop looking at what you see and look and stop believing what you don't see, because then what you don't see, you will see. Oh, my. Calling those things that be not as though they were. Ah, my God, sookie, sookie. Our response to God's promises should be willing acceptance, the same way Mary did. Mary just said, okay, I'll do it. I obey you. I don't know how. I might look stupid. I might lose this friendship. I might this, I might that, but it don't make no difference. I perform for an audience of one. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. When Jesus says yes, nobody can say no. Woo, my God, the joy of the Lord is our strength. You know why, beloved, your answer to God should be willing acceptance? He said, if you be willing and obedient, you eat the good of the land. He said, if you be a hearer and a doer of the word. You want to know why? Because we know that God is up to something big. Ah, and I'm finished. Ha. God is up to something big. God don't move small, baby. He don't move small. Uh-uh. God is extravagant. Oh, my God. God is abundant. God is, he said, look, multiplication. Be fruitful and multiply. God didn't say move over here in the realm of division. Move over here in the area of subtraction. No, God ain't subtracting and multiply and dividing. God is multiplying. God is adding up and multiplying. Our God is extravagant. All of God's servants that was obedient to him, boy, I'm telling, they was all, amen, loaded. Loaded. Even his disciples, loaded. With all type of good stuff. The blessing of the Lord maketh rich and adds no sorrow to it. Anointing. Amen. The anointing was overflowing. They had more than enough. All because they told the Lord, yes, God is up to something big. See, but he tests us in little small areas. You see, because before Jesus, amen, was born out of Mary's womb, he was a seed that the Holy Spirit put in Mary's womb. So you can't see what God is doing. Nobody could see the seed. But they saw Jesus when he came forth 9 months later. See, God always starts with something small to test your faith. He might be starting with your tithes and your offerings. He always starts with something real small to see if you're going to be obedient. Real small to see if you're going to be in agreement. Real small, amen, to test your faith. And when you talk, when you tell the Lord yes, watch out. Can you stand to be blessed? Oh, my God. Father God, woo! Thank you, my God, Suki Suki. Thank you for this word. Thank you for this lesson. Thank you, God. Because I was laying in my bed on Sunday night, God. You dropped this in my spirit bit by bit. Bit by bit. And every day I come, God, and allow you to speak through me. Then at the conclusion, you give me something else to add on and come back for tomorrow. Taking us deeper. Taking us deeper. Taking us deeper. Help us to roll with you, Father. Help us to roll with you. God, we know there is greatness in us. There's dreams and visions. We don't have to be an apostle or a pastor or an evangelist or a prophet, amen, to walk in your blessing. Every born-again believer is blessed when they are in agreement with you, when they're walking in obedience, when they're sold out. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. God, we say thank you. We say thank you for this, and we say thank you for everything. Amen. In Jesus' name, and our soul says amen, amen, and amen. All right. Oh, my God. My God, that was good. That was a good word. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The Holy Spirit brought forth a good word there. My God, I got to catch my breath for a minute. I can catch my breath. I'm trying to come down so I can go to the next thing. But see, when you're this high in the spirit, you don't want to come down. You don't want to come down. You want to stay up. Amen. Glory be to God. Okay. In form of announcements, what we got. Okay, we will be at the altar of prayer today at 12 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 12 p.m., 12, 8 p.m., Eastern time, 9 p.m. Eastern time. If you're listening, amen, regardless of what part of the state around the world that you in, look, call in, amen. Send us an email. If you're having problems getting in, we'll help you get in, okay? Glory be to God. We will purchase a toll-free number for you. Now, toll-free numbers, the way that works, we have to pay so much for every minute. Whatever we got to pay, we'll pay. If you want to be a part of our prayer, amen, just let us know. Send us an email at lifewordjesus.org. No, that's our website. It's lifewordjesus.org. Send us an email at lifewordjesus@gmail.com. Just communicate to us. Amen. If you don't know Jesus, get to know him today. Get to know him today. How? One step at a time. Your next step, open up your heart, open up your mouth. Amen. Confess your sins to the Lord. Amen. Tell the Lord you're sorry. Invite Jesus in to be your Lord, to be your Savior. Just like that. Amen. And then ask him to help you, amen, to follow him all the balance of the days of your life. Just tell the Lord yes. Okay? Mary didn't know, but she did not fully understand, but she obeyed anyhow. Anyhow. Are you ready for the anyhow? Anybody ready for the anyhow? Woo, my God, Suki Suki. Father God, as we go out today, help us not to be in the right place at the wrong time. We cancel bad news, tears, and sorrow. Accidents, incidents, calamities, even mechanical malfunctions will not take place. It will not take root. It will not prosper. Anoint the prayer warriors as they come to serve you at the altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. Father God, we want to ask that you send your healing out, Father God, to all of our ministry partners who's a little bit under the weather, Father God, in the name of Jesus. You know them name by name, Father God, from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet. We ask that you would heal them, strengthen them, in Jesus' name. We bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of the Holy Ghost. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare, declare and decree. It cannot, it will not, and it shall not be broken. And Satan is defeated, and darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of Kings, and Jesus Christ, he is the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen and amen. Everybody have a good day, wonderful day, blessed day. Amen. Hallelujah. Walk in the blessing because the blessing manifestation is already here. Amen. You only walk in the blessing, though, when you tell the Lord yes. You can't disobey and walk in the blessing. You can't play God because God can't be played. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Pastor Alfreda signing out. Love you. Amen.
Come on, make some noise here. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. This song is to nations. This song is to the world. I'm so loud. Clap your hands, everybody. Come on. Come on.
My mind.
My mind
is made up.
Come on, let's make one big choir. Come on.
Let's
do the second verse. Come on. I come through the fire.
I come through.